Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good evening, Monday, November the 16th, 2015, 44 more days before the year comes to an end, and we go into the new year. Thank you, Isaiah, as you do each and every time we come on these airways, for greeting our listening audience and opening up this show. Well, today's show is called Tax Tips You Can Count On. Yes, if you can count on them, you can take them to the bank, some of the things I'm going to share with you today. But if you don't, as my dear aunt used to say, like about the lottery, if you don't play, it don't pay. So it's the same with the tax tips. If you don't execute on them, then no, you won't get the things that I'm going to be talking about tonight in terms of monies that you can get back on your taxes, like an extra $3,000 to maybe $5,000. Right now, I would say an extra $1,000 to $3,000 if you take action on the information that you hear this evening. What is the information that you're going to hear? It's about our two tax system here in America. The two tax system is one for employers, one for employees. Okay, gotten that out of the way. Most people say, yeah, two tax system, one for the rich, one for the poor. No, employees and employers. And when you create something magical that's called a home-based business, you put yourself in a different tax category, different tax filing, which enables you to now have business expenses that are deducted from your income before you add up what you made, which can lower your taxable income. Excuse me. Now, what do I mean by that? Let's say you work in a W-2 job or you got a retirement income and you have a home-based business. Well, by having a home-based business, now a portion of your rent, your utility bills, your upkeep, your mortgage insurance, your property taxes, now a portion of that becomes tax-deductible because your business is strategically located and placed in your home. And you have your home set up as a business following the IRS rules, which is basically a couple rules here. Not real difficult to follow. Those couple rules are to, one, intent to earn a profit. You have to show intent to earn a profit. By showing intent to earn a profit, then you have a business. Now, how do you show that intent? It can be done through websites. It can be done a lot of different ways. It can be done as far as, I have a couple people who I do taxes for that are hairstylists. It can be done from having a salon or having a space in your house in which people come by and you have it set up so that you can actually do their hair as a stylist. And now you are a hairstylist, and you can take and leverage that business against any form of income, the income you earn from that and any other form of income, to lower your tax liability and increasing the amount of monies that you will get back on your income taxes. So that's a big, huge write-off, having a home-based business, because now a portion of the home becomes tax-deductible. Another big area is the mileage that you put on your vehicle. And there's a way to turn consumer miles into what we call business-to-business miles. To go into that in terms of more detail, what you need to do is go to my website, www.thetaxhelper.weebly.com. I'll repeat it one more time a little slower. As you go to The tax website, I'm going to give you an easy way to do that after I give it to you this time. The tax website, which is www.thetaxhelper.com. Let me give you the easier way to get in touch with us. A lot of times, you know, I've been so used to the emails, websites, and other stuff, I forgot we're in the world of texting now. You can text requests for more information about home-based business taxes. That be what you put in your subject line or what you put in your text. I need more information about home-based business tax write-off. And you text to 443-983-4939. 443-983-4939. I will get in touch with you if you send me a text. Get your email address and everything I need to be able to electronically communicate with you and be able to show you the wonders of home-based business tax write-off, and that it's not too late for you to start a home-based business before 2016 comes in and be able to write the last quarter of this year off as a home-based business tax deduction. That can be huge. That can bring you possibly an extra $1,000 to maybe $3,000 back come February. That's right. I've seen it happen before with my own eyes. It's not make-believe. It's not hocus-pocus. This is real, real, real. Okay, we talked about the house. We talked about the car. Your cell phone. Your cell phone. If you have a landline, your cell phone is 100% tax deductible. Huge, huge tax deduction. If you're going to be having people over for the holidays, want to make sure you always pass out business cards or inform people of the business that you have. And when they come to your house for the holidays, all of the food that they eat and all the food that you prepare, in preparation for all of that becomes 100% tax deductible. You hear me? 100% tax deductible. Holiday get together with family because you now have a business now becomes a tax deduction. Where prior before that, it was a good time with the family and you're spending money, but now it's a tax deduction. Okay. Let's go over a couple other things here real quick. We talked about that. Other thing, specialty deductions. If you have children between the age of 7 and 17, they can be gainfully employed in your home-based business, and you'll get a $5,700 a year tax deduction per child. Two children, $11,400. You want to know about how that works? Again, send me a text, 443-983-4939, and I can show you how that works. We got your cell phone. We got your children. We got your meals. Specialty meals, we got your mortgage. Also, if you're renting, you can write off your rent. Sometimes people ask me that question. They say, well, I'm not buying a home. Can I write off my rent? Yes, Form 8829, Business Use of Home. That's what that form is for. And, yes, you can write off a portion of your rent and utilities. If you have maintenance upkeep fees, for where you're staying at, it's like it's a condo or something like that, or, you know, a very nice apartment complex where you pay for the pool and other kind of stuff, all of those now become tax deductions by you being a home-based business owner. So you want to definitely make sure you take advantage of those deductions and take advantage of how to be able to do that. Okay. One of the other things that can be really powerful for you, and depending on what home-based business industry you get into, and I'm looking here at a cruise ship right now as we're talking tonight, is travel. Your travel can become 100% tax deductible if you get involved in a home-based business that is travel-related. Again, for the specifics on any of the things that you hear tonight, you're going to have to send me a text at 443-983-4939, and I will be able to get back to you, set up an appointment to do an intake, we call a tax intake, to find out what your needs, concerns, and issues are to help you get positioned properly to take advantage of the wonderful tax deductions that come with being a home-based business owner. Okay, here's another specialty item. If you have a dog, your dog is not a pet. It's a backup home security system, which means because the dog, every time somebody comes by, he barks or she barks, which means your vet bill and all of the expenses associated with that dog are now tax deductible. You heard me? Yes, tax deductible. And this is what you want to do, is turn expenses into legitimate business tax deductions, lowering your taxable income, freeing up dollars that you normally would lose due to income taxes to have back in your pocket. You heard me correct? Yes, back in your pocket. Freeing up monies that would allow you to have a larger tax return. Okay, we hit the house, we hit the children, the special items, we hit the dog with special items, the cell phone, we hit your food, your automobile. Let me think of one other before I wrap up today. Today's a short show, 15 minutes, short 15-minute podcast. Got like about a couple minutes left. Let me see here, another specialty item. I talked about your travel. Okay. Let's think of one more specialty item here before we wrap up this evening. Oh, your entertainment. Last special item I'm going to cover, your entertainment. Say you're a football fan. Like I have one client who is a football fan who goes to the Atlanta Falcons football games. But let me explain to you what their routine is like for the home games. They season hold the tickets, which means the tickets are totally 100% tax deductible, because when they go, they take friends and they share with them their business. Before going to the game, they go out to eat, so that meal is tax deductible. They go into the game, and then after the game, they go into the club afterwards. So they got the meal before the game, tickets for the game, whatever they spent money on while at the game, and then going to the club after the game. So they're in Atlanta, and so you got 8 home games during the year, so they have 8 big write-offs in terms of entertainment that they spend on an average each time they go to a game in terms of tickets, meals, and hanging out with friends, about $500. That's $4,000 tax deduction, because when they're entertaining and they're out, they're sharing their business with the party that's involved or the parties that's involved. So there you have it, some tax tips that you can count on. Like I said, a nice show is short. We didn't want to keep you on all night long or, you know, for a long extended period when basically we could cover the information in, you know, a short period of time. I leave you with one last one as you ponder these thoughts. And remember, you can send me a text at 443-983-4939 to get more information. I leave you with one other one, home repairs, and especially, you know, electronic ones that are energy efficient. I remember one year I had a client that had to get a water pump replaced and also an air conditioner because of lightning damage to the units. By replacing them and replacing them with any energy efficient products, it helped them get an extra $1,500 back on their taxes. Extra $1,500 back on their taxes, and that was without a home based business. So I mean, but you know, home repairs need to be if they're energy efficient ones, you can write them off that way. If they're not energy efficient repairs, then you can write them off as a home repair in terms of repairing your home, which is where your business is located at, along with when you do home remodeling. Such as your wife decides she wants new drapes in the living room, hey, a portion of that can be written off on your taxes because she's not just beautifying the home, but beautifying the place of business. Keep you plenty of bottled water in your house so when your clients come, you have water for them, and your water bill is now tax deductible. There's so many different ways to tackle this home-based business piece and get you the most money back. Again, feel free to text me at 443-983-4939 and share this broadcast with someone you know who really need some extra money coming into the new year. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. And as we always say, hey, it's been my pleasure to be able to share this information with you. Now that you got it, take advantage of it. Thank you and good night.